Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you want to improve the quality of your life? Well, today I'm going to share a quick formula with you in order to do that. First of all, a big thank you for taking your time out to listen to this podcast. I appreciate you for doing that for yourself and others. So it's been really bad for me in the past sometimes in terms of the way I've looked at life. Not my life. I am very blessed in the scheme of things in the world to have the life I do. But we can all have, you know, great life, great times in our life sometime, but we can also have down times. I've often caught myself saying things like, I'll do this when, I'll be happy when. Things that only set me up for failure in terms of my emotional health and feeling good. Because if we're always looking in the future to feel good, we're never going to have a good quality of life. And the way I've perceived life sometimes has quite honestly got me quite down, quite depressed at times, in the past especially, when I wasn't looking after myself. I wasn't thinking in the right way and life just seemed really, really difficult. I was caught so much in my head. And Tony Robbins actually has a saying that goes, if you're in your head, you're dead. Meaning you're not literally dead, but you're basically not living. You're not being alive as much as you could be. So recently, my life's pretty awesome in general, but recently, things have been picking up more and more, and I'm loving seeing what all the things that have come into my life and being able to help more and more people and connect with more people. But I realized that I wanted to share this with you today and actually what has really enhanced the quality of my life. Because, right, we can go through life and good and bad things are going to happen in our lives. It's the way we perceive them and the way we respond and the way we show up for ourselves every single day that makes an impact on how we feel about life. And like I say, it's if you get caught in your head too much and you're overthinking, that is not going to improve the quality of your life. So let's get into this really, really simple formula that I wanted to share with you. And it's going to be so simple. But actually knowing something and doing something are completely different things. You can intellectually know a lot of things, but if you aren't living things, then you're not going to improve unless you actually obviously take action. Knowledge is not power, it's only potential power, as was quoted in the book Think and Grow Rich, which examined some of the most successful and richest people in the early 1900s. Anyway, so what's a simple formula? The simple formula is this: decision and immediate action. I'll say that again, decision and immediate action. Meaning, the better you get at decisions and then being able to execute immediate action, the better your quality of life. Okay. So what do I mean by that? We're in a world, first of all, let's cover the decision element. We're in a world right now where we're bombarded with information left, right, and center. You'll go on to Facebook, you'll go on to your Instagram, you'll go on to YouTube, and you'll see all these adverts. Funny, sometimes random adverts, which are always entertaining. But you also get these like businesses showing, are you struggling with X, Y, and Z? Well, I have a simple formula that will get you $1 million overnight. Well, okay, maybe that's an exaggeration, but some of the adverts are like that in a way. Anyway, you get adverts, you get information bombarded, and you've got some very, very good marketers out there. The problem is although that social media, YouTube is great for getting some really useful resources and connecting with like-minded people, meeting more people in the world, it is also bombarding our mind with so many decisions left, right, and center, or so much information that our decision-making process is made really, really hard because we've got so much to choose from, right? But decision making is a skill. And if you're able to make more decisions, quicker decisions, it's going to enhance the quality of your life. Because if you get caught in your head, again, don't get caught in your head because you're dead. It will make you waste time. You'll get exhausted mentally. I've been there. I've certainly been there when I've had so much information. I mean, the amount of backlog of personal growth courses I've got to do still is incredible. But I just keep them on the back burner and I ask myself, what do I want? What do I want? And that's key to asking yourself the decision. Because if you ask yourself, what do I have to do? That's a completely different question from what do I want? If you start with what do I want, your actions can there, when you get clear on that, your actions can therefore lead into that. So start getting better at decisions, and you get better at making decisions by taking some time out to ask yourself, what do you want? I like to have a weekly session to focus on organizing my week, not over planning, but making sure I've got a couple of hours in there. And I also combine it with sorting out my admin, because I'm not great at emails. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I answer the important ones, but or the very, very important ones anyway. But give yourself that time each week to actually look at what do you want, because that's going to help your decisions. And then you're able to make more decisions quicker. Right. The next point, and do it every day. Just practice it. If you're in a restaurant and you're choosing two dishes, just go with one. And a technique you can use is counting down from 5 to 0. The Mel Robbins 5-second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And you say, okay, I'm going to make a decision after 5 seconds, and you pick something. But just practice. You'd have to use a 5-second rule. You can look it up. It's as simple as it sounds. But just practice decisions day in, day out, because it's going to make you better at making decisions rather than overloading your mind. And again, instinct's always good. I've been in places when I've invested into things, and sometimes not much now at all, but a lot in earlier days, I used to get caught up with the kind of the money and can I really do this? But actually instinctively, I was like, this is right for me. And the only decisions, bad decisions I've made is when I've not taken a chance on myself, often the case. So use your instinct as well. But the more decisions you can make, the quicker and the more you practice decision-making, the better your quality of life is going to be. And then the next point that comes straight off of it, immediate action. Not I'm going to make a decision to do something and then put it on my to-do list. No, you commit a really small action. Even if it's telling someone you're going to do something, that can be a small action. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Let's use a couple of examples. I, for example, use a good friend of mine, Nick, who's a great guy, great coach, and me and him bounce ideas off each other each time. Now, if I'm on a walk and I get inspired by listening to a podcast, or I'm just in the present and then ideas come to my head, what I'll do is go, right, decision. I am going to create a new program and I'm going to do it by the end of next week, or else I won't have coffee for the next day, or give myself some kind of forfeit, but also give myself a reward, like I'm going to take myself on a nice walk. What I'll do in that moment, the decision has been made, I am going to complete something by the end of next week, and I make sure I'm very quick with that before the analytical part of the mind gets in, and then I'll message Nick and say, Nick, hold me accountable to completing this program by the end of next week. Perhaps you decide, and this is not necessarily me promoting myself, because there's plenty of amazing coaches out there. And I love obviously working with a range of clients. If you decide I want to improve my life and get a coach, then don't say, okay, I'll look into it next week. Email a coach right then and say, hey, I'm interested in some coaching. Can you respond? And that is a small action in that moment. But do not put the action off. Make sure when you make a decision, you do not leave the site of a decision without taking immediate action, no matter how small it is. If you say, so many times I've done this and I've learned from other people who've done this, it's like, okay, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do it. Great. Fantastic. You made that decision. How much are you going to lose? Okay. By what date? Maybe they get a bit more clearer, but then there's no immediate action. And then it's like, I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. Oh, I've forgotten about it. Year later. Okay. I'm going to do it. So make sure you take immediate action, because if you put it on your to-do list, it decreases the chances of you doing it significantly. Obviously, we can have a to-do list and that's great, but if something's an important decision in the moment, make sure you take an immediate action towards it. So this is the real simple formula. Again, it gets us out of our heads. It gets us from this overthinking mode. The quality of your life here is going to improve by this real simple formula. And I like to share what I've examined for myself and others. People who are really successful, really start progressing further in life, is when they've got this ability to make decisions, which you practice more and more, and then they take immediate action. So I want you to think about that. What's it going to cost you if you keep getting caught in, oh, I might do this, I might do that, oh, I'll put it off till next week or next month or whatever. Make sure you make a decision and then you take action. I've been there when I've just overthought things. I put them on the to-do and I didn't take any action. So I don't want that to happen to you. Okay, so what are you going to take away from this session, from this episode? Are you going to decide you want to actually commit to doing something you've been putting off? And what's the small action you're going to do? What are you going to take away from today's episode? So that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I respect you so much for being here and looking to better your life and therefore better the lives of others around you as well. So if you've appreciated this episode, I'd really appreciate it if you'd share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple or Spotify podcasts so we can reach more people together. Again, these are free episodes, but the more you're able to share, the more you're able to review, the more people we're able to reach together. So if you've done that already, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.